You're home early. Well, this is awkward. This is very awkward, but it's not what it looks like. This is not at all what it... Okay, it kind of is what it looks like. Yeah, that is a dead body. Yeah, that's blood. But I can explain. And it's completely rational and logical. And why are you home early from work? I mean, did something happen? Did the presentation go bad? Oh, darling, did something happen? You're going a funny colour. Just breathe, darling, breathe. It's okay, you're fine, just breathe. Just don't look at the dead body, just breathe. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths. Just try to calm down. It's okay, it's fine. Don't worry about the mess, I'll clean it up. I always clean it up, and you never notice. It's fine. What? Why are you looking at me like that? What do you mean, how many men? That's so... Can't believe you asked me that. I didn't think you were that... Oh, how many dead bodies? Well, there's one. There's one. Are you seeing double? Are you feeling sick? Do you want to sit down? Yeah, you should really sit down. You've had a shock. Just sit down. Just sit down. Maybe put your head between your knees. Just, you know, get over the shock. I mean,
it's a shock.
And you look like you've had a bad day at work, so that can't have helped. But it's fine. I'll clean it up. It'll be fine. So... Don't... killed before. Don't... What do you mean? Clean up? Well, of course I clean up. I clean up the house. Because... Okay, this isn't the first time this has happened. It doesn't happen a lot, but it has happened a couple of times. You know, a couple of times. Do you... More than six? More than 50? Less than 100, but 76. What? You never noticed? I mean, you never, ever notice when the furniture moves or when I repaint the apartment or that time where your favourite coffee mug went missing and I... It just got broke, is all. It there was a struggle. I might have smashed it in his face. It's fine. It's fine. You will not be able to tell that there was a dead body in here, that there was a fight, that that wall has knives in it. It's fine, though. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. I'm very experienced with this. You understand? Oh, I knew you would. You're so smart. See, that's what I love about you. I love that you're so smart. You get me. You understand. It's okay. Call the police. What? I'm ill. What? No. Oh, no. No, no. Serial killer. No. Oh, no. Put down the knife. It's fine. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. I'll explain. Just calm down. No need to call the police. Just, okay. Tell you what. I'll explain. And then if you still want to call the police, you can. Okay? But you have nothing to worry about. I would never hurt you. I would never, ever hurt you. And that's part of the problem. Do you remember your ex-girlfriend? The bitch. The bitch. You know, the one that cheated on you and then tried to win you back by lying. Yeah, the bitch. Well, she really, 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 really loved you. Which is understandable because I really love you, and you know, when I got the job, I thought she was insane, and then I met you and I got it. I got what? That you're wonderful. I mean, you're so amazing. And if you dumped me, I might have done the same thing. I mean, God, oh, I don't know what I would do in that moment. What did she do? Well, she hired an assassin to kill you. Okay, sit back down. Yeah, put head back between the knees. Yes, calm down. So, yeah, she put out a contract on your life because you broke her heart. And, see, I understand it, but I understand it. It doesn't really sound logical. Let's move on. So, she put a contract out on your life, and that's how we met. You know how you always said that our meeting was like something out of a film or a spy novel? Well, Yeah. I was kind of planning to kill you that night. So it was... It's like my thing. It was my... You know, my MO. I would charm the target, seduce them, make them fall for me, and then... I was trying to be funny. You know? Hickshot. No? Okay. Bad timing. Bad timing on my part. So, yes. I was going to kill you. No, darling, don't be like that. Look, I know. I know that's something that's very difficult. And, you know, if our relationship wasn't as strong, I know that it would be an issue, but I know that you're going to listen to me. Just wait. Just stop. I was meant to kill you. I was meant to kill you, take pictures, get my money, go shopping, have a nice cup of tea. But I couldn't. When I first saw you, I got butterflies, which freaked me the hell out, because I'm a professional. I'm a cold, hardened killer. I don't get butterflies, and I giggled. I said hi, and I giggled. I have lines. I went to seduction school. I am smooth. But, no, God, it's so embarrassing. I mean, if anyone knew, I would lose my rep. My reputation would be ruined. What? I was very good at my job. Before you, I was a cold, hardened killer. I had no soul, I had no emotion, I just killed and got paid for it. And I got paid well because I was the best. Number one. I was at the top of everyone's list. Then you happened, and I don't know, you just... I never believed in love at first sight. I thought it was ridiculous. I mean, in my line of work, you didn't have time for that kind of ridiculous, fluffy... But then you and your eyes and your smile and your warmth and your laugh... Oh, when I heard your laugh, my heart just... It just filled the room and I couldn't breathe. And that was the first 3 minutes. I was clumsy. I was knocking things over. I spilt your drink, and that's not me. I'm poised. I'm calm. I'm cool. I'm collected. But with you, that just all faded away, and I was just overcome with a sense of warmth and want and love, and before I knew it, I was gone. I was so gone for you. I fell in love with you in 5 minutes. And then I had the best night of my life. And I have had some amazing nights. I mean, the adventure, the glamour, just the thrills of being an assassin. It just paled in comparison. Just being with you, talking with you, holding your hand, it was better than all of that. And then I realized that there was a contract on your life, and I realized that that wasn't going to happen. So I had to protect you. And I knew that she would send other people, because she came to me because I'm the best. And I wasn't gonna let you die. You were not on my watch. No. Mm-mm. So I had to protect you, but I couldn't let you know. I couldn't ruin our perfect romantic night. So, I moved in while you're at work, and I made sure that you were safe. And it got messy, and I had to learn DIY. Do you know how difficult bullet holes are to fill? You have to... Well, you wouldn't know, but yeah. So, She sent assassin after assassin after you, and then she withdrew the contract. I guess she gave up. Well, I might have had a word. Just, I wasn't rude. I was very polite. Just very to the point. And just, you know, she saw my point. We had a discussion. She got a broken nose. She fell down some stairs. It was fine. What? Why are you looking? She cheated on you. She treated you like shit. She deserved it. I'm not pouting. She just... Fine. I apologized. And she was in the hospital. I sent flowers. Lease. Funeral. Be okay. What? I'm never gonna like your ex. Why are you smiling? Stop. There's a dead body in the room. Why are you smiling? No, don't start to panic again. I was... Okay, so she stopped sending assassins and I thought we were fine and I thought we were just going to have our nice fairy tale ending. And then the agency sent a message. They didn't want to let me go. It was never in the plan. I was their top earner, their top performer, the one that they could count on, and you changed all that. So they decided to take you out of the equation. If you went around, I would go back to being a ruthless, cold killer. And I can't do that. I can't let that happen, so... Yeah, everyone they sent after you, I killed. I murdered, I maimed, I dismembered, I shot, I drowned, I poisoned, I smothered with a pillow, I froze, I burned, dropped in acid, dropped off a bridge, ran over, drowned in ice cream. That was an interesting one. But the bottom line is, I killed them all to protect you. I won't let anyone harm you. I love you so much. So, yeah. This horrible, horrible little man was going to kill you. And I couldn't let that happen. Now, I understand. I understand that this is not what you... No, this is not what... Give me 1 minute, I'm fine. I'm a professional. I'm fine, I can do this. This is not what you... You're gonna dump me, aren't you? You're gonna dump me! Oh, you're gonna dump me! Yes, can I have a tissue? It's okay. It's not okay. I don't want to go back to being a killer. I just want to snuggle up with you. I want to have breakfast in bed. I want to watch those stupid films and like... Oh, why did I have to go and ruin it? Why did you have to come home early? It's like... What? What do you mean it's okay? It's not okay! There's a dead body on the floor, you know! You know that I used to be an assassin? What do you mean it's alright? It's not alright. I've ruined everything. Now I'm gonna have to go and kill everyone at the agency. It's not fair. Why are you smiling? You shouldn't be smiling. I'm a killer. What happened at work? Someone tried to kill you. Those sneaky fuckers. Oh, they're gonna die for this. explosion. Dogs with laser beams? Vampire bats? Bloody hell, you've had a day and a half. You liked it? You like people trying to kill you? Well, yeah, I guess it is more exciting than the normal 9-to-5. I think this is just a shock talking. Just sit down. I'll make you a nice sweet cup of tea. We can sort this out. No, we're not going after them. I'm going to go after them because they made you find out and now you've dumped me. So I'm going to go after them because I need my vengeance and it will not be sated until they're all dead. You're going to go back to working in... Wait a minute. You like this? You actually like it? The excitement... The frill. Oh my god, this is perfect. Oh my god, I'm back in business. It's okay. I will teach you everything you need to know. It's fine. Okay. Your life as you knew it is over. We're having a moment. Oh. God, I love you. You are perfect. Okay. So. The most important thing for an international assassin is that you have a name. Mine. Well, you know my name's Honey. You know that. What do you mean that's not an assassin? That's an awesome assassin name. Well, let's see you come up with something better. Well, didn't think so. You've been an assassin for 5 bloody seconds and you think you know it all. It's okay. No. Honey. It's because it's sweet and innocent, but deadly. Well, I'm deadly. You're right, it's not a good name. But let's just move beyond that. We can make this work. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have such fun. But first things first, we've got to clean this up. Okay, the bleach is under the sink. We're going to need cloths and we're going to need a couple of buckets of hot water. Yes, it's not all glamour. But it's going to be perfect. It's going to be amazing. Oh my god. Mission of vengeance. This is going to be amazing. Oh, come here. Let me. What? Oh, you. Yeah. It's awkward doing this with a dead body. Okay. So you go and get the bleach and I will start cutting up the body. You know what? We'll wrap it in a rug. We'll do that next time. I love you. Oh, this is perfect. Oh, this is so good. The agency isn't going to know what's hit it. Well, rockets, bullets, knives. Ooh, Molotov cocktails. Oh, this is going to be amazing.